This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 217 for property ID 986056928, and the property is owned by Joseph Adams. Board members present by video conference are Joan Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Joe here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
And what you just said, the value of the property as of January 1st, 2024, did you mean 25?
24.
Okay, well that helps. Share. I haven't used WebEx before, so I'm learning as I go here. So if I'm going to share something,
it should be at the bottom middle of your screen.
Share content in the meeting. Well, I'm going to share. Window. Let's see. If I have this on my screen, can you see that? What's on my screen?
Not yet.
Share window. How about now?
There you go.
Yes.
All right, I'll try to make this as efficient as I can. Good morning to you all. I'm actually calling in from Europe at 7 p.m. This was the appeal document I sent in. I'll just try to go through my points as quickly as I can here. So in the cul-de-sac where my property is, there's three nearby lots that are in the same cul-de-sac that in 2021 sold 2 months before mine for $575,000, $595,000, and $595,000 respectively. That was 27% to 32% more than my lot because they have a Columbia River view. My lot has no view. Worse, it has a view of a wall, and above the wall, a huge house has been built right behind the lot. My lot is hemmed in on three sides by large fences and large homes on all three sides. I sent a photograph of that situation as part of my appeal. Everybody who's seen this feels that these buildings have devalued my property. I have included in my application a broker's letter for the purpose of selling my lot that values it at $435,760. The 25 assessment is $656,000, which is the same as the three lots I just identified that sold for between 27 and 32% more than my lot at the time purchase, when all of them were bought at roughly the same time. They have trees and a view of the Columbia River behind them. I have a very far less attractive view behind my lot, which it is my opinion and those of everyone I've talked to, including builders and real estate agents, who feel that this is a significant detraction from the value of the lot. I have included the best comps that I could locate in terms of size and location. And five of the lots have a current for sale, or actually sold. These are sold properties that have sale prices between $365,000 and $450,000. One of the most significant properties is sale number two, which is 4519, which is directly behind my lot where the huge house was built. That sold in April of 23 for $550,000, and it is significantly bigger than mine at 4.407 of an acre, whereas mine is 0.2507 of an acre. So, you know, between April of 23 and January of 24, you know, that lot sold for 550, yet my lot is being assessed at 656,000. I'm struggling a great deal to rationalize that differential, particularly for that lot, but again, also for the three that have the Columbia River view. There's a developer in McIntosh Point selling Columbia River view lots for $1 million. So those are clearly more valuable lots than mine, and they're assessed at the same value. Also, I got to say, since looking into this valuation issue, and I was new to this, I have learned that, and I'm speaking with a couple of builders, that, and when I looked at the GIS system, the Clark County GIS system, and at the homes, and particularly in my cul-de-sac, I'm the only unbuilt lot in my cul-de-sac. The buildings there are grossly undervalued in terms of cost to build. And what I've come to understand is builders are submitting lower valuations of cost to build in order to get a cheaper permit cost. Most of those houses in the cul-de-sac are valued around $1 million or $1.2 or $3 million. And it would cost well over a couple million to build those homes. It seems to me that the value of the lots are higher than they should be, and the value of the homes are much lower than they should be. One of the lots in the cul-de-sac, I talked to Nathan Connor, who is one of the premier real estate agents in the county, and he's the guy that sold me my lot. He has worked with one across the street. That he said that house is probably worth $4 million. Now that lot has got the same assessment as mine. I think that house is valued at just over $1 million in cost, and that seems quite odd to me. I included in my package a real estate, a realtor's valuation for the purpose of selling, as I mentioned earlier. He valued the lot at $436,760 based on the work that he did, and he included some other lots as references that you can see in the attached letter. I realize that the assessor has to paint with a broad brush when doing these valuations, but I think I pointed out some real significant differences in the land value in the cul-de-sac, and I think that merits some adjustment to the 656 valuation of mine. I bought the lot in 21 for 450. There was an assessment at 530 last year, and it was, I appealed that. It was pushed down to 460, But now it's increased to 656, which is a 42% increase in 1 year. And that's just got no bearing on inflation or, you know, anything else. I mean, at an 8% increase, which I think is in line with the Clark County real estate appreciation, that brings me in around 500,000, which I'm asserting is about the value of the lot. So I'm certainly willing to agree to a higher valuation, but I think a 42% increase in 1 year is really beyond reasonable. That is the sum of my appeal.
Does your property have a view of the river at all?
None. I sent a picture in my material of the lot, and it is, as I said, hemmed in on three sides. The house behind it goes up. There's a 10-foot wall behind the lot, and then the house goes up 25 feet. So I've got 35 feet of blockage. It's 5 feet from the property line behind me. And it's like this 35-foot wall behind me, which completely blocks the sun and the there was no view to begin with, which is why my lot was 27 to 35% less than the, you know, the lots that do have the view.
Is that the direction looking toward the river? Is looking at that house?
I'm sorry, looking at which house?
That's looking south. That photo is looking south.
That's looking south.
Yeah, okay. So the river would be on the other side of that house, right?
Correct.
No, the river's on the... Well, no, that house is looking east. If you look at the plat, do you have the availability of the plat?
Yeah, I'm looking at the GIS, and I can see from Haddock Street goes east-west, and that photo is looking south.
So I'm on Paddock Court.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. There's no river behind my house. Can you not see the picture in my in my appeal of my lot?
Yeah, no, I can see that. House that's behind you, does that block the river view or not? No?
There's no river view at all behind my house. If you look at the plat, the river runs perpendicular to my house. We're looking out my back window. If there was a house there, the river would be on my right. There would be no possible view of the river where I am.
Okay, got it. All right.
Okay.
Can you see the picture of my lot with the house behind it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's behind that is the rest of the Dawson Ridge development going.
No, I was just wondering if you're at the front of your lot, what does it look at across the street?
Across the street to additional homes that are on the other side of the cul-de-sac. The river is perpendicular to the cul-de-sac. I might as well be in the middle of Ridgefield or Kirkland. You know, there's no water anywhere around me.
Got it. All right.
Okay. Okay.
I just have a quick question trying to verify here. I see we have two different copies of the application that you submitted. On the one, you're asking for a value of $468,759. In the other one, you had down $500,000.
The first one was my original appeal. And the second one was my appeal today, okay. Which is, I'm willing to go up to 550. But, you know, now that I'm looking at the pictures that are sent here, I don't have the picture of my house in this material. It's in my original. Let me pull that up.
We have that.
We have it.
So, we have one picture of a vacant lot. We got a post standing in the middle of it, houses all the way around with...
That's my lot. That's okay. My lot.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Where is it? I really had trouble sending this in. I don't know.
What's the amount you're asking for right now?
$500,000 valuation is what I'm asking. Okay.
Quick question on your broker's opinion in that email. I don't see a date on that email. Is there a date? When was that sent or provided?
Let me see that. It was in, hold on a second, I think I can find it. It was in December of 24.
Yeah, you indicate on your appeal that it was done in December of 24.
Okay.
And he does talk about the 24 value for the 25 taxes.
Right.
That's what he's mentioned at the reference point.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. I don't have any other questions on it, Dan, so I'm good.
No questions here. Thank you.
All right. We're good. Will you hear from us within 30 days?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 229 for property ID 14047900. The property is owned by John and Becky Bosch. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have John here on behalf of the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. My side, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I didn't have all of the, I'm going back to the first appeal. And that was an accurate one. So then from there, it jumped way up over 200,000. And conveniently, the home sales, the Clark County home sales were not available last year. So I wasn't able to make a super accurate account, but even so, I am still appealing it because I think that's right about where the assessment should be. I'm actually giving the county some money there because I could go back to the original assessment of 588 and say that's the right one, but things do increase in value. So what I'm doing is trying to keep it about the same as it was last year. Values have, from my understanding, values have not increased that much. So I have a house that's 30 years old, has never been remodeled. It's not on a paved cul-de-sac, or gated community. 2 miles of gravel road to get to it. And that's where I think the value is at. Now, 588 originally was assessed on my first appeal, and now they're saying it's quite a bit more than that, and I don't see any evidence to I don't see the evidence to support that from what I just said about the age of the house and the access and that type of thing. With that being said, I'm still giving the county another quite a bit extra money on there, trying to keep the assessment the way it was earlier at a reasonable level of increase, not this 25-30% stuff. And that's pretty much where I'm at. Like I say, I was not able to access previous home sales last year because they were missing from the county's records. And realtors typically tend to, the ones I talk to, they tend to assess super high because they're in it for profit. They're profit, so they want to, they're going to give me $1 million homes in gated communities. They're not going to give me realistic figures. So that's kind of where I'm coming at from right now. I would actually say instead of 588, I think I put 740 on there. I prefer 640, but I think what I wrote down is what it is. I don't believe I can go back on that, so it is what it is. That's what I'm shooting for at this point.
The comps that you put in here are all back in 2021, and we've had increases in property values since then.
Yeah, and I did add that. I did add an increase to my property. I felt I added a sufficient amount of increase to the property since 2021, yeah. More than sufficient.
All right. I have no further questions. Any questions from John or Joel?
No questions.
I don't have any questions either. And I've looked it over. I don't have any questions on it.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Yeah, got it. Close the hearing.
This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for each property before us. The hearing before us involves petitions number 202 and 203 for property IDs 258-944-000 and 258-945-000. The properties are owned by Juniper Ridge LLC and Northwest Pacific Highway Properties LLC, which are both owned by the same group. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Todd here on behalf of the properties. I know we can't see you right now, but if you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeals.
Okay. So we bought this property in May of this year, fair market. We bought it as one transaction, but it's two different parcels. So we're going to be doing a boundary line adjustment to where Northwest Pacific will be going to the north and Juniper will be going to the south. The problem with the valuation on this property is there's a creek and a large canyon with habitat, wetlands. So there's about 24 acres total there, but there's only about a little over 6 acres actually buildable on the south side of the creek. On the north side of the creek currently has access problems. You have to go through that creek. Where there's an old logging road there, there's not feasibility for actual development up there until maybe some of the neighboring properties provide access. But right now it's going to be left the way it is. So I think the assessor's office maybe took 24 acres as developable. And there's maybe 6.5. So I did ask for their analysis or their data, but I never did receive anything. So I'm not sure what information they used for that. I did include a note from the center, and then also we had a biology study done on that we'll be submitting to the center. So I guess, are there any other questions for me? Or?
This biology report, is that the one that you sent to us? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we had that biology study done, and then also the city of Lestener. I think when the previous owners appealed it last year, I think I submitted that also, kind of showing all of the setbacks for wetlands and creek habitat slopes and.
So I have a question, just to verify, you purchased all of the property, the whole thing for $1,225,000, is that correct?
That's correct.
And at the time you purchased, it's just raw land, there's nothing started for the subdivisions or anything on it, you're just purchasing raw land, is that correct?
We're purchasing raw land with there's an old house on one of the parcels. We're in the process of getting it torn down. And there's a mobile home that'll have to get moved off at some point on the other parcel.
Okay. And there so...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, sewer and water, are they readily available? I take it, at least...
Sewer you know, so and you water are it. On... Yeah, we can divide the south thick... 6.5 acres. Yep.
Okay. All right.
And this was an arm's length transaction with unrelated parties?
That is correct. The only thing I would add as far as value, and that's why I put the value a little bit higher than what we bought it, is they did do a rent back, the property owners, at a reduced rate, so $1,500 a month is probably worth $3,000. So there's probably an additional $10,000 in value on that, and then they do get some money for some trees, which will be about $25,000. So and then we pay our own realtor. So there's probably $50,000 in above the monetary value. So we bought it. If you add those in, we bought it between 1250 and 1.3. Their actual all-in cost to buy it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any.
John, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I don't have any questions. I just want to clarify, looking through that report, the east side has 4 developable acres and the west side has 3, correct? Or unconstrained?
So is that the one from the center? Or is that the biology? Yeah.
I think that's the biology report.
Okay. From my understanding, the La Center one had maybe 3 or 4 acres on each parcel. The biology report, from my understanding, has about 6 acres available on the south side or the east side.
Okay.
Below southeast, below the creek. And there's about 3 or 4 maybe developable on the northwest, but it's there's no access to it right now, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Is there any restriction on the, it looks like it's pretty well covered with trees and brush up there. Is there any restrictions on clearing that brush or trees? There's no protected trees or forests or anything in there?
Oh, there's a setbacks, so the habitat will prohibit any logging, clearing, messing with anything in the habitat area. That all has to stay natural. I think the only thing that may get through there is the center, as part of the deal to develop this property, they want us to build a trail through it to connect to the trail system. So the only thing that'll get disturbed in that whole area in that canyon will be an 8-foot-wide rustic trail.
But above that, if you get access by road and sewer and water, that can be developed? There's no restriction on the timber or anything up there?
On the upper northwest corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that 3 or 4 acres up there, at some point with access, that can be developed. Yep.
Okay, got it.
Right now, okay. there's no right-of-way or sewer or anything up there right now.
Got it. All right. I'm okay.
Yep.
All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Well, thank you all. Thank you. Bye. This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearings before us are for late files submitted by agents. The first ones are submitted by Mike Burns of Ryan LLC. He is using the reason for all of these appeals, the reason G on the good cause waiver. The taxpayer was not sent a change of value notice under RCW 8440045 for the current assessment year and can demonstrate the property value did not change from the previous assessment year. The first property is Columbia Tech Center LLC. Property ID 17661700. He did submit his petition form as well as a snippet from the Property Information Center page showing that no value changed. His next property is Somerset Investors LLC. Property ID 11478317. And that would be the same reason he did not receive a change of value notice and proved that he didn't have a change of value. After that, we do have a different agent. This is going to be Property Tax Analytics, Mr. Chris Robinson for WPC Mill Plain LLC. Property ID 16767400. He also did not receive a change of value notice for this property and demonstrated that that was the case, that no value was changed. He submitted two more properties, one more being Village Park Apartments LLC. This is property ID 10882100. And then finally, Mr. Robinson submitted one last property, which is Madrona Parkway LLC, property ID 16052600005. And again, no notice of value was sent, but there was no change of value for this commercial property. And those are the late files you have before you.
I guess a little bit of background for Joel, that this is a special provision that if they don't get a notice of value and there is no change in the property, they have an automatic ability to appeal that. And this was just recently argued by Allison with the Department of Revenue and the assessor went berserk because they didn't know this provision existed. Oh. And they got thumped by the Department of Revenue. So that's a special provision just for your information.
Okay.
I'm okay with them. Yeah.
Go.
All right. I'll mark those as approved and we'll open those appeals. And that concludes our late files for today. This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 220 for property ID 26354-3000, and the property is owned by David and Pamela Martin. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have David here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir. I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No, I don't.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically I just wanted to have you guys consider the two items that I sent in for windows quotes and stuff that to be deducted from the price of the house.
And what's the age of your house?
It was built in 91.
Okay.
And the windows have not been changed at all. And the neither the siding either.
What kind of siding do you have?
It is the, what do they call it? The one that's not good.
LP?
Yes, thank you.
And are you going to have it? Have you had any repairs or anything, or is it what kind of condition is it in?
No repairs to the siding or the windows, no. The house is in good condition.
How about the siding? What kind of condition is it in?
It's in, I would say, fair condition. It's got a little peeling. I had to have the house painted a few years ago, so they kind of corrected and filled in stuff that is needed. But it's definitely still got the LP siding on it.
Windows are what, aluminum windows?
They are plastic or nylon, maybe. Slide type.
Are they failing?
Say again?
Are they failing?
Oh, yeah. They leak into the center. They also have mold in there. There's sweating and stuff inside. They don't leak air that I know of, per se. At least not enough that's super noticeable. We did seal around them with foam and stuff to get rid of most of the leaks around it.
Okay. I have no further questions.
That's all I got.
John, you're muted.
No, John. I don't. Am I come on?
Yeah.
I don't have any questions on it. I've looked the thing over. I'm good.
No questions here.
Okay.
No questions.
All right.
You're good. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you guys' time.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 231 for property ID 155759000. The property is owned by Clinton Nelson. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The appellant's evidence included a competitive market analysis performed by Cassie Harker of Premier Property Group indicating a value of $596,448 as of 2024, and no assessor evidence was provided. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 204 for property ID 140689000, and the property is owned by Dominic and Gina Staros. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one here from the assessor's office, but we do have Dominic and Gina here for the appellant. If you could both please raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. So it looks like on January 1st, 2024 was the assessed value from the assessor of $1,634,233. Later on during the year, we had an appraisal done on in July, and our assessed value, our appraised value came in at $1,475,000. That's the number that we agreed to appeal with as the correct value for our property. The comparables shown in the appraisal ranged from $1.33 million to $1.61 million. Even on the high range, it was still lower than the value from the assessor. Also, we had two direct comparables within our gated community, one being larger square footage, but smaller acreage, although most of their acreage is usable. Ours is not, since we're on a ridge. And that value was, that comparable was the one that the assessor used to showcase the value of our property. Also, there were all the comparables from the appraisal, all 11 were had closing dates within 12 months. And six of the comparables were within 3 miles. These comparables all had similar square footage and also were in rural areas, as just like ours, and further proximity from any stores, schools, and Highway 14 to show that the rural area has a smaller market value. It's not as marketable as some of the houses and properties that are closer to the highway, the airport, and other amenities. One thing I did want to note is I never did receive the assessor's evaluation. So I'd like to compare our comparables with the assessor, but I didn't receive that this year, so I couldn't really directly look at what their comparables were. But in summation, we are going with the appraised value that was provided by our appraiser back in July.
You bought this property some time ago?
2003. We purchased it in 2009 and just to land, and then we built in 2013.
Good. Okay. I have no further questions.
I don't have any questions on it. I looked at the appraisal and all that you submitted, and I don't have any questions on it.
Perfect. You okay, Joel?
No questions here. Appraisal looks pretty clear to me.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.